Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From beautiful Huntington Beach, California, on the HealthyLife.net radio network, heard in all 50 states and 135 countries, all positive talk radio all the time. Welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver at caregiverdave.com. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast of the top 50 on Player FM and number two caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of the top 60 and also number two on caringvillage.com. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Susan Bratton, going to be talking about sexual soulmates, the six essentials to connect sex and turn them into your sexual soulmate. A good message for caregivers who often let their caregiving responsibilities get in the way of their most important responsibility. But before we get started, I want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest, Dr. Mitra Ray, talking about why it's important for a caregiver to have self-confidence. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to this interview and all our interviews on HealthyLife.net on their archive page, and then later on all our 26 global video networks. Susan, welcome to the Caregiver Dave Show. We're so excited to have you on.
Hey, Davey Dave. How you doing today?
Good. And just like last time, I always like to ask my guests, who is Susan Bratton and why was she placed on this earth?
Aw, I was placed on this earth to give as much love as possible to as many people as I could. And thank you for helping me do that today, Dave.
And you are quite literal in what you mean by that.
I really am.
All right. Now let's get to the bottom here. You give a lot of advice about sex and things like that. Do you compare yourself to like Dr. Ruth or are you a therapist? I mean, how do people create more intimacy and connection? And how do you explain that? And how do you get it done? I mean, that's a big package to deliver on, isn't it?
It is. I'm not a therapist. I don't work with people one-on-one. I actually run a publishing company and I publish passionate lovemaking techniques and bedroom communication skills.
It sounds so nice.
So nice. Yes, it is. Actually, I publish the work of some of my mentors and other people who I think do absolutely extraordinary work. They tend to be people who produce workshops and they bring people in and they teach them skills and they lead exercises and they have techniques. And what I do is help them take those live experiences and put them into kind of a workshop in a box that you can get access to online in the privacy of your own home. Because when my marriage 20 years ago hit a critical point where my partner and I had become intimately estranged due to my waning desire, because it wasn't as good for me as it was for him, we went to a lot of workshops and learned so quickly and easily how to transform having sex into making love. And
he was behind that. A lot of mates are not, are they? They feel threatened and defensive.
He wanted me to have pleasure. He didn't want it to just be a one-sided thing. And
sounds like a good guy.
We just didn't know what we didn't know, Dave, just like everybody else. And we went to these workshops and they were so transformational for us. But we knew that people wouldn't have thousands of dollars to do it. They would be too shy to go to a sex workshop. And we said, being internet type people, we said, let's put this content, let's get it out of the physical world and put it into the digital world. So anyone anywhere around the world that wants to have a better sex life can have it. And 15 years ago, we started Personal Life Media. And over the years, we've helped millions of people get the kind of intimacy that you think is possible, but sometimes you can never quite get it. And you're not, then you think, well, maybe it's not real. And maybe it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe I can't find it or have it. And what I believe is that you can turn any date or mate into your sexual soulmate. And over the years, I gave so much advice to people. One of the things that I do is I kind of am like the latter day Dr. Ruth. I'm kind of like the Dear Abby of sex, really. People slide into my DMs on Instagram, or they send me an email. They get on my email newsletter and they send me an email and tell me about what their issues are. And I give them advice, and then they let me know if it worked or didn't. And over the last 15 years, I really began to see what worked for people, what moved the needle, what got people heart connected, feeling that their lovemaking was sensual and connected and passionate and abandoned and comfortable and joyous. And that's really what created Sexual Soulmates, The Six Essentials to Connected Sex, the book that I wanted to talk to you about today. Because, you know, I've written 35 books and programs. This is just one of them. And I like practical advice. And so a girlfriend of mine, Arielle Ford, who's written many, many books on finding your soulmate, when she was coming out with her latest book, her latest soulmate book, she said, "Will you write the sex chapter for me? Because the sex stuff's not really my area of expertise." And I thought, okay, I believe that sexual soulmates are co-created. I don't think that there's, you know, a lot of people have an experience where they might have had a sexual partner sometime in their past that was really good, but the person they're with now isn't quite as good, or it used to be good and it's not as good as it used to be. And I really believe that our sexuality is a personal growth practice, and that we get better at it over the years if we put intention and attention on it. And that sexuality and good sex are learned skills. Pleasure and orgasm are learned skills. So what is it that people need to know that will transform sex into lovemaking? If what I'm about is passionate lovemaking, what are those essentials, the fundamentals that I can give people that create the foundation for people to just really fall in love with their sex life together? And
wow,
that's how I ended up writing.
You make it sound so great, you know. I'm pretty enlightened, because when I was a teenager, this was 100 years ago.
Same.
there was a book that came out called The Sensuous Man and The Sensuous Woman. I think The Sensuous Woman came out first, and it was by M. And so I read this book, and I would give copies to my girlfriends. And so, you know, I know a thing or two, but, you know, a lot of people don't. They do get stuck in a rut, and caregivers are so preoccupied with all their other
giving
urgent responsibilities, and they neglect the important. See, the urgent takes place of the important. So this is a great show for them.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your six essentials of connected sex.
All right. Let me just tell you what they are. Okay. I think we'll just start with what are the six essentials, and then we can dive into any or all of the ones that are of interest to you in the time that we have today. And by the way, you can buy Sexual Soulmates on Amazon, but let me give you a link for your caregivers so that they can download the PDF version of it for free, because you don't need to buy it. You can just have it as my gift.
What
at Sexual.
Nice person you are.
Oh, sure. Of course. At Sexual Soulmates Book. .com. So, and when you download it there, there's a link if you want to buy the hard copy at Amazon, but you do not have to. You can just have it as my gift for free. So sexualsoulmatesbook.com. So the six essentials, the very first one is presence. presence because women especially, we have a difficulty staying in our body. We end up thinking, our minds start going. And that's because we're estrogen dominant, and estrogen is a molecule that helps protect us and keep us safe. So it's always looking for danger. And it's also a molecule of multitasking. So we're always doing 23 things at one time. Where our male-bodied partners have the benefit of testosterone, which makes them very single-minded and single-focused and goal-oriented. So they actually have it a little easier letting everything go and focusing in on sex. So presence is the foundation of connection. Because if you're not here with me like I'm with you right now, giving you my full attention, then you're someplace else. And that's not with me. How can there be intimacy without presence? How can there be connection without presence? And it's almost like you have to fight against your monkey mind. And sex is definitely a mindfulness practice. Every time you find yourself thinking about something else, you've got to bring yourself back to sensation and connection. So that's number one.
Well,
number
is there hope for women? Because the way you describe a woman, it's like impossible for her to keep her mind on sex during the act because she's like making the grocery list.
She has to keep bringing herself back. Bring yourself back. Bring yourself back.
Okay, so your advice here is to women because men don't have to do that. They got their mind on what they're doing.
What happens with men, Dave, is that men are very, very driven to please in bed. And what men get satisfaction out of is doing a good job. They want to be respected for a job well done.
Yes.
And so what happens with guys is they get into performance anxiety and they start thinking, oh, this happened last time. What if it happens this time? They start catastrophizing. They start worrying and they're not present.
Yes.
They're not present.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah, right.
Not
and
with
you know
me,
what?
Of it's... course, but yes, I agree. Most men.
Nice try, dude.
Because I read, you know, The Sensuous Woman. I, you know. All right. Next question.
But it's good to know that these things aren't something wrong with us. These are just the artifacts of our humanity. And so we forgive ourselves and bring ourselves back to presence and connection. The second
sister, go ahead.
The second one is something I call lover space. You know, what I mean by lover space is setting up the location for lovemaking so that it is conducive to surrender to pleasure. Too often, people wait for spontaneous sex to happen. And you know how often it happens. Never. Because it's better if you have to plan for it. There's my practical Dave.
And some people don't do it because they, oh, no, you're taking away the magic. You know, hey, this is life.
Let's make the magic. Let's commit to magic making. Yeah. I am such a champion of scheduled sex that I actually here in my little office someplace. Yeah, here it is. Check this out. I'm going to hold it up now. If you're listening, you won't be able to see us, but what I'm showing Dave is I have a little sex date calendar.
Oh, I like that.
So that we know when we're going to have a date together. And that way we can put the cover on the bed sheets and we can get out the stack of towels and light the candle and get the pitcher of water and get the organic avocado oil and get the toys we like.
Yes.
Put the music on, not subtle, straight up. We're going to make love and we got all the stuff laid in so we don't have to get up and ruin the moment looking for, oh, we need a towel. We have everything ready, all the pillows. I'm a pillow princess. I like to be propped on the pillows, totally relaxing.
Now, I got to stop you here.
Yeah.
Were you born this way or how did you become this person?
I think... Well, I was born a princess. Okay. So it started with princess, but I became this person because I've studied intimacy, passionate lovemaking, sexuality, pleasure, orgasm, hormones, masculine, feminine polarity for going on 20 years. And
you read the Sensuous Man and Woman, 100 years ago as well.
You know, I haven't read this, but I probably will go on Amazon and buy them because I have such a collection of books. I've read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books about sexuality. And so I think the reason that I know this is that I'm just one of those people that can look at all the information and see the patterns and see what works. And I've worked with so many people giving so much advice that I get a sense of what people need to know, what we think we should be doing versus what actually will work. I like practical things. So when I say get a calendar and put some hearts on certain days and plan for your sex date and get all your stuff ready, I'm telling you that that's something you can look forward to. You can flirt beforehand. You know it's going to happen. There's lower stress because of it. And then don't expect yourself to be in the mood when you start. It's okay to start slow and warm yourself up. And this is something we talked about on the last show we did together, which was the soulmate embrace. The holding and being held, which helps her get out of her monkey mind and into her body, helps him create that masculine feminine polarity, helps you to co-regulate your nervous systems and get connected together. It is kind of like the pre-foreplay technique that allows you to just calm and become relaxed, because arousal can't happen without relaxation. You're in fight or flight until you're relaxed. And when you finally get relaxed, then you can begin to go, oh, right, I do love you. I do want pleasure. I do need touch. I do need kissing. So a lot of people who are waiting for that moment to happen and it never happens just need these simple things like the soulmate embrace and setting up the lover space and scheduling the sex and remembering to stay present. It all sounds so easy when I say it, but we don't do it.
I bet you've saved a lot of marriages.
So many. Definitely. Wow. Yeah. The next one is this notion of polarity. The magnetism of opposites, the masculine and feminine. And one of the things that I'll tell you is that the most sophisticated lovers are people who can be as feminine as they can be masculine. When you get really good in bed together, when you're graduate level, Olympic level lovers, it doesn't matter who's on top, who's on the bottom, who's calling the shots, who's following along, who's surrendering, who's driving, who's riding. All of that is within all of us.
Leave and your pride at the door.
The more confidence you have about your own sexuality, the more comfort and calmness that you have, that you're going to be able to have a good time, everything is going to be fine, the more that you can become kind of switchy. You can allow yourself to be the one in control where you've never been before, calling the shots. This is the confidence of the feminine becoming a little bit more proactive. And for the masculine, when he stops focusing on running the game and he begins to receive and express his pleasure, when he can just receive pleasure and express pleasure rather than holding tight and trying to direct, he actually becomes more of a turn on to her because she's finally seeing the effect he has on her. So many guys are trying to just make everything happen that they're giving their woman performance anxiety. So polarity is really the two ends and running the spectrum of that as lovers.
What do you think of that book that's entitled Sex Begins in the Kitchen, where they're talking about, you know, the woman, you know, is answering the complaints that the man has. Well, it seems like she's not turned on with me. And he said, well, do the dishes and mop the floor. That's a turn on for me, you know.
Well, I think that if you're really, really good in bed, who did what doesn't matter because you just want each other. And because sex is so, satisfying and connected and grounding and blissful and joyful and nervous system rebooting and godlike in its connection, that all the other stuff in your relationship can work itself out because nobody's keeping score, because everybody's scoring.
But he's winning.
Everybody's winning. Yeah.
Listen, let's take a short break. I don't want to have to interrupt you in a couple of minutes. So we will be right back. Don't go away.
All right.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and Caregiver Dave.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
And we are back with Susan Bratton, sex expert. She is amazing, and I'm having a wonderful conversation with her.
Well, I know your sexuality is important to you, Dave.
Of course it is. And it's important, I know you, to any human being.
Yes. Well, not every. There are many people for whom they've given up their sex life. But hopefully your caregivers today who are listening to us are holding out hope for the possibility of having intimate connection, because it is something that really is a salve for our souls.
Is that what asexual means? Asexual,
yeah.
People who have lost their sex drive?
Or just
are
don't
there
have
people, it. Can it be regained? Because a lot of caregivers out there, I haven't thought of sex in years. The thought of being with my husband, are those bones dead, or can you bring life back to something like that?
Humanity is on a bell curve. And there are people for whom sex has never been of interest. It just doesn't interest them. They don't want it. They don't care. They don't feel like they've lost anything. And then there are people who used to have good sex. I have a program. One of the programs that I've written is a program called Revive Her Drive. This is for men in relationship whose wives don't want sex with them as much as they want sex with their wives.
And people think that that's just normal for women, that men always want sex, and women, when they get older or hit menopause, you know, they don't want it anymore. Is that true or not true?
It's only true in some cases, but it is common. And it's common because most of the time that couple has been having sex that's satisfying to him and unsatisfying to her. And they've been doing the best they can do, but they didn't know what they were doing and things went south and she didn't want it anymore. So what I say to the men who come to the Reviver Drive program and consider purchasing it is, I give away free things. It's at ReviverDrive.com. I give away free things. And the very first thing I say is, if when you got together with your partner, they did not really enjoy sex, then do not waste your $97 on this program because you need therapy. If when you got together, no matter how long ago it was, you had a good sex life, then some things have happened, some behaviors have occurred, things you were blind to that I'm going to open your eyes to, and I'm going to tell you how to get your partner to want you for sex again. But if they never did, don't get this program. And that has really worked well straight up. There are guys that are like, I thought I could change her. I thought it would be better. And here we are 40 years later. Will your program fix it? And I'm like, definitely not. I mean, you can try and I can refund your money, but why bother wasting your time? You married someone for whom sex is not of interest.
Wow.
What's always amazing to me, Dave, is they wait 40 years to try to fix it.
Yeah, that is amazing. They wanted
talk about eternal hope, right?
They wanted to get the kids out of the house.
I guess.
So yeah, and then you've got empty nest syndrome. Now you have no distractions, just you and her, and you're looking at each other. Now what?
Yeah.
So what's the next one?
No way. The next one is embodied sexuality. And what I mean by that is actually kind of goes back to your sensuousness. Embodied means of the body. It means the sensual. Often when people have sex, it's somewhat transactional and goal-oriented rather than being something that is pleasurable and slow and feels good.
Enjoy the journey, not just the destination.
Perfect. That's exactly what I mean. And thank you for that. And so when I say, look in each other's eyes, breathe together, connect your hearts, feel the touch of your partner. Don't just rub. Feel them feeling you. One of my programs, I give away a free book called Touching for Rapture, because so many people touch for effect. I'm going to push your buttons and twirl your dials, and this is going to make you have pleasure. Instead of, I'm going to stroke you like a kitty cat because you feel so good to me. People get lost or disconnected from that skin on skin, eyes, breath, heart, all of those things. And when you want to become soulmate level lovers, you have to bring in the sensual part of it. So that's the reminder for that. And then
can I stop you if you remember your last thought?
Yeah.
Define, we hear so much about soulmates, you know, and people find and marry people based on, oh, she's my soulmate, and then find out, well, maybe she wasn't. What do you think a soulmate is and isn't?
Well, I don't think soulmates are divined or preordained. I don't think there's one person out there who's your soulmate. I believe that soulmates are co-created, that you both have the desire to feel like you're with a person that you have a soul connection with, that you have a heart connection with, a person that feels right in your life and you feel right in theirs. The loving, the caring, the mutual support, my husband and I have a little hashtag. We call ourselves hashtag Team Sweetie. We have always felt like we're two people, backs together, out facing the world. We've got each other. We have entered life from the point that we are one together for our lives. So I would say my husband is my soulmate, but he's my soulmate because I have cultivated my love for him, expanded my love for him, allowed myself to fall in love with him more and more and more throughout the years, through thick and thin. Because when you're together for 30 years, you're going to have the lean times, the hard times, the losses, the injuries, the illnesses, the bad turns of events. That's just life. So I think being a soulmate is a state of mind and a commitment and an intention.
Wow. I can think of some people I'm going to give your number to. So what is the next one?
The last one of the six essentials is something I call erotic playdates.
The sound of that.
Yeah, because it's fun. And sex should be fun. And a lot of times when we think about sex, we're quiet. We just do this one thing. We have this pathway to orgasm, and that's the way we do it. And that's one of the things that creates the monotony of monogamy.
Right.
That's boring. Yeah, exactly. That's what gets boring. So erotic play dates, when I really think about all of the things that I do and what it is that people want from me the most, they like the bedroom communication skills and they like the techniques, the orgasm techniques, the soulmate embrace, you know, all of these kinds of things. They love all that stuff. But what they really want from me is for me to give them ideas to have fun in the bedroom. That's what I really do. I create ideas for experiences, whether that's learning how to have an expanded orgasm practice or becoming a multi-orgasmic man or mastering the soulmate embrace or learning how to give yoni and lingam massage or understanding how to be, how to talk dirty without feeling weird. You know, one of my books is called Dirty Talk. It's at dirtytalkbook.com. You can have it. And it's really about adoration and worship and appreciation and so many of the things that can be very fulfilling about sexuality. So what I do is I like to give people ideas for things they can do in the bedroom that aren't just having sex. I want to give people more skills and more fun things to do, trying new sex toys, incorporating sex toys into their lovemaking, role play, sex positions. Oh my gosh, that's probably one of the things people love about my work the most, are having lots of really good sex positions to try and sex in new places. Variety is what you need to keep your sex life going forward and exciting. And learning about sexuality techniques and things like that. One of my most popular programs, if I haven't given these to you, just let me know and I'll get them over to you, is a video collection called the Steamy Sex Ed Video Collection, where lovers demonstrate on video over 200 pleasuring techniques. I mean, that's my most popular program of anything I've ever created. Because even I today will watch that and go, oh, how did I miss that one? Or I forgot about it. I don't do that anymore. Even knowing 200 sex techniques barely scratches the surface of the kind of pleasure you can give. Think about a massage therapist and how there's
shiatsu.
Thai and, you know, Swedish and deep tissue and whatever, all these different types of massage. Well, they know thousands of techniques to bring pleasure and relaxation to the body. Mm-hmm. You can be a lover who is essentially a maestro at knowing techniques. Yeah. And practicing and learning those together keeps your sex life exciting. So erotic play dates are this commitment to scheduling sex to learn new things together. And that's what creates a great sex life.
Awesome. Another break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life 2 today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life 2 is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now. Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
And we're back with
Ta-da!
Sex expert Susan Bratton. Do you like me calling you a sex expert?
Oh, yeah. Why not? That's
you seem
what I am.
Like one.
I am. Cool. Usually people call it a sexpert.
A sexpert. I think.
Yeah,
I
they make a sniglet out of it.
So you covered the six?
Yeah.
You covered all six of them?
I did.
So do you believe that everyone can find the kind of love that they seek, or are some people's expectations just off the chart, and you would actually tell them, you know, rein it in a little, buddy?
Mostly what I do, Dave, is encourage people to think even bigger about the kind of love and sex that they can have. What I find is that people actually have a diminished perspective on the possibility of the joy and heart connection that can be co-created with a partner. I don't think that as children, we have grown up in a culture where we've all gotten the amount of love, affection, attention, appreciation, and adoration that we need and deserve. And so as adults, we can create a relationship culture that satisfies our need for knowing we've done well and that we're contributing and that we're appreciated and that we're respected and that we're adored and that we're wanted and desired and that we're sexy and all that. Everything that you want to have, you can create with the agreement of a partner who's willing to have that and create that with you. So for me, what I like to do is often what I think I end up doing with people is giving them permission and inspiration as well as education. I think that's really the three legs of the stool of the good that I can do in the world.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So let's talk about caregivers, since this show is for caregivers.
Yeah.
What do you think holds a caregiver back from having intimacy, whether it's a spousal caregiver or maybe they have a parent living in the house and it's just, it's hard to get in the mood when they're in the next room. And any minute now, while you're doing something, you can hear the voice or the sound, which means I got to go.
Well, there's a couple of things. The first is you've got to get coverage so you can get some privacy. And that is often driven by one's feeling of self-worth. if you don't feel worthy of having love and intimacy and great orgasms, you're not going to create the conditions that allow you to have them.
Yeah.
So the very first thing that I would look at is that often I would imagine that caregivers are generous because that is how they feel loved. Their giving is what they trade for love, rather than feeling that they're already worth love without doing anything.
So
often I also think that people in general, and potentially caregivers, because they're so giving, giving is in their name, are people who do not receive well, mm-hmm. and whose greatest gift could be learning to receive and allowing themselves to receive, and learning the practice of receiving and understanding that in their receiving, they are still giving.
So yeah, I like some of that.
And then I think the other piece of it is boundaries. I think that
these are all great caregiver issues that they struggle with, you know?
I know. I think that most caregivers' boundaries get trod on and steamrolled on a daily basis.
They don't know how to say no.
They don't know how to say no, because if they say no, then they won't be loved. And in fact, until you can say what you really need and what you stand for and what you must have, how can anyone love you fully?
That's true. Bible says, love others as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love anybody?
Exactly. RuPaul says that too. If you can't love yourself, how the hell is anybody else going to love you?
Wow.
Yeah. So I think those are, when you realize that the gift of intimacy, pleasure, sensuality, orgasm, bliss, the surrender to your physical joy rather than just being in your mind, when you realize that those are the things that nurture you and that fill up your tank, if all I can do is tell you that you've got to do that so you can take care of other people, and you're only, and at least you'd be willing to do it for that, it's a start. But what I'd like you to get to as a caregiver is, I am worth loving purely and completely because of who I am. And I don't need any conditions to be set to have the love and the pleasure that I deserve, because it is my birthright, like all humans.
Yeah. Now, what do you say to these caregivers who say, well, that's easy for her to say. She's not a caregiver. She has no idea what caregiving is or what I go through every day.
Well, I would say two things. Number one, I hold millions of people in my heart on a daily basis. I literally make myself available to whoever needs me all the time. So though I don't take care of an individual person beyond my husband, my daughter, my mother, my stepmother, the people close in my life that I have my attention on, and though they equally care for me, I pull a heavy sled of a lot of people, my employees, my staff, the teams who create personal life media so that you can have access to all of this. So we are all caregiving in our ways, and we all have different gifts to give. Some are time, and they're dedicated to a single individual, and others, like me, cast a very wide net with a wide amount of heart and compassion and availability for people who need me.
You're very generous. So in the next 60 seconds, what can you add that we haven't discussed already?
I would say probably the thing that popped into my mind was self-pleasure. I think that there are a lot of people who put off having sexual pleasure because they don't have a partner. And
I'm glad
solo,
you brought that up. That's a big issue for some caregivers. Awesome. Another break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
And we're back with
sex
expert Susan Bratton.
I would say probably the thing that popped into my mind was self-pleasure. I think that there are a lot of people who put off having sexual pleasure because they don't have a partner. And
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a big issue for some caregivers.
Caregivers can be very isolated. And solo pleasure, especially in today's modern world with sex tech, vibrators, womanizers, you know, all of these wonderful things, male masturbators, etc. I would encourage every person listening to get themselves some kind of a really pleasurable sex toy and self-pleasure, because that gets you 90% of the way to the kind of pleasure that you'd have with a partner. And, you know, a sandwich that's 90% as good as the next sandwich is good enough too. So
and
solo pleasure.
Sex and orgasm is very therapeutic for the mind, the body, the emotions, everything.
Nervous system, especially. The nervous system gets a good reset, and we need that.
And they say that if you don't use it, you will lose it. And one day they may get a partner and they better keep in practice. Yes?
It helps. It definitely gives you sexual confidence. You can always get it back, but you do atrophy as you age. So
it's like our muscles.
It's, you know, I like my muscles. You betcha.
And it takes a long time to get them back if you lose them, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's better to just keep them going.
Keep them going. Exactly. So solo pleasuring is really a very good gift you can give yourself.
You're a great guest. One more time on how we can get a hold of you or some of your gifts.
Sure. Let's see. What did I talk about? SexualSoulmatesBook.com. I talked about DirtyTalkBook.com. You can find me on Instagram if you want to slide into my DMs. I'm at Susan Bratton, SusanBratton. You can watch my videos at betterlover.com, and they're all free, hundreds of them. And then all of my articles are archived at personallife.com. media.com, and you can get on my mailing list there. I send out sex techniques and inspiration, permission, and beautiful things every week.
You are a breath of fresh air. Thank you.
So are you, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you again for coming on the show. Bye-bye.
Our featured speaker is a best-selling author who has written numerous books and articles. He's a speaker, life coach, and host of Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver radio program. He frequently appears on television and radio shows all across the country and has even shared the stage with Suzanne Somers at Harvard. But his most important role is caregiver to his beautiful wife, Charlene, for over 22 years. Please welcome Mr. Dave Nasane!
I want to share with you a love story. In a couple of weeks, my wife and I will be celebrating 44 years of being together. My wife, Charlene, and I had a fairy tale storybook romance, courtship, and marriage for the first 21 years of our lives together. One day, out of nowhere, my wife has a headache, the headache of her life. She suffered a massive stroke, and it left her severely speech impaired and paralyzed on the right side. And in that moment, our world turned upside down. I got to tell you, the next 2 years was like a living hell.
I just didn't know what to do. I felt guilty most of the time. I became a caregiver. I didn't even know what a caregiver was.
I was experiencing the same problems that other caregivers experience.
If you don't take care of you, I can't take care of her.
Well, that's why I wrote the book.
Now I can teach other caregivers. I'm living proof that you can thrive as a caregiver. My wife and I travel now all over the world sharing our story. One day life is going to call upon you to be the captain of your boat. Heck, you might be saving your own life. Thank you.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nasane is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nasane's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Keep breathing, take it in and let it out. Keep breathing.
guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.